This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, my gosh, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I hate allergies. Oh, my gosh, this sucks. My eyes are watering, my sinuses, my throat. I mean, look at how I sound. I sounded GPS sexy before out. Didn't I have that whole kind of GPS going, turn left at the next right? Yeah, I don't know what GPS says. Turn left at the next right. Whatever the hell GPS says. But I had GPS British sexy woman voice. I did, why else is my husband still with me? Can't cook. So it's my GPS sexy voice. And now all of a sudden I got the allergies, and I just, oh, my gosh, this is bad. This is bad. Apparently people are mad. Where was this, in Georgia? There was a helicopter. This is funny. Not funny, because it's like a nightmare for people who suffer from allergies and asthma. But I guess footage from the Georgia Department of Natural Resources shows a helicopter stirring up a frightening amount of pollen as it passes low over the West Point Wildlife Management Area. It's a 9,000-acre property in West Central Georgia. And I guess you just see the plume of pollen, and that can now affect that whole area. It can affect hundreds of miles, that stuff getting blown away. They said those who suffer from seasonal allergies are going to be in for it rough. I told you guys, you know, once I knew we had a wet winter, when you got a good wet winter and a lot of rain, especially in the Southwest where I live, now weeds and trees and plants that would have taken longer to bloom are blooming early, and they're pretty robust with their foliage. And I'm seeing weeds and stuff that I never would have seen in my yard, and I'm sneezing as a result. So according to AccuWeather's 2019 spring allergy forecast, tree pollen is already at high levels in some parts of the country and is only expected to get worse in the coming weeks. In areas like the Northeast and Midwest that have seen cooler weather, pollen will come out quite fast and strong from April to May. Now, then, I found this article, and this I've noticed. I mean, I don't really want to speak from experience, and act like that's scientific data, but it is. They say sex cures hangovers. And they say that for some people who have allergies, don't say no, go away. Actually, you might want to go ahead and say yes to the sex. Because apparently, sex causes the nasal passages to constrict, right? Because you got that epinephrine, that kind of flight or fright response when the sympathetic nervous system and activity is in play. You go through this flight or fright. So my husband is in fright, and then he tries to go to flight when he has to have sex with me. And, you know, luckily, you know, I got, you know, a lot of barricades and things like that. So he's got to come back, you know, and do the deed. Flight or fright. But anyway, that's my thing or no there. We're not talking about me and my husband and our sex lives. We're talking about allergies. But apparently, with sex and its aerobic activity, we find that it helps decrease nasal congestion. So you can, one, end up having sex, and two, probably have a little bit of relief after sex. Now, symptoms of congestion ease after intercourse, according to research carried out by the Tabriz Medical University in Iran. Max Weisberg, airborne allergen expert and founder of Hey Max Barrier Bombs, said pollen levels are set to rise this week, so people with hay fever should be prepared to prevent the onset of unpleasant symptoms. There is also research which suggests that sex could help with the symptoms, so that may be something to consider, although there may be some practical issues around timing and locations. Dang! So if you if you're like at work and your allergies are kicking in, that by no means is a golden ticket pass to having sex at work. Okay, you guys have to be good. They say, however, there's probably not a more pleasant way to deal with the symptoms of hay fever. Now, this doesn't last very, very long, but it's something that could be done. And, you know, look, allergy season is rough. This is not an easy time for any of us. I do telemedicine, and boy, people are calling left and right. And the funny thing is there's a lot of sinus infections still going on. And many people are getting turned down. Oh, I got my butt chewed out again. Oh, I got my butt chewed out. I'll tell you guys later. Dang, you guys are mean out there. Gosh, you're mean. Man, there was somebody who called his kid, looked like was having either a major allergic reaction or a cellulitis. And I'm like, look, you know, I want somebody to look in person because the kiddies, they need steroids or they need an antibiotic. I don't want to give you steroids and make the infection worse. I don't want to give you an antibiotic. Meanwhile, he's, you know, having a severe reaction. You know, he needs to be looked at. And rather than a, you know, thank you, doctor, for your advice, I'm getting a killer deal calling the telemedicine company and getting the doctor to talk to me without, you know, being charged a few hundred dollars. Instead, I got ripped a new one for not writing an antibiotic blindly. And, you know, I just, you know, one of these days, I think I'm going to let it slip. I think one of these days, and I got to be careful, right? Because technically that's not in the employee handbook. But I am going to one day tell the next person who just rips me a new one to quit, all right, going for a half-assed, lazy shortcut to getting an antibiotic when the real issue is your baby is sick and you should be looking for an opinion on what's going on with your baby and not just trying to get drugs. And that was a very, very mild form of what I need to say. But that's, yeah, 1-877-DOLLY, no, go ahead. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we take your calls, we take your questions, we take your comments. We have Facebook. You can message us on Facebook. You can message us on Twitter. And so one of our listeners does not want this read on air, so I can't read it on air. But he does want me to talk about how to approach somebody when you like them. Now, I didn't get a lot of scoop. I don't want to really kind of search his profile to see if he's single or not. I need to be very, very careful when I give advice to you guys on how to kind of make the move, right? Because I don't want you guys making the moves on someone who's married, and I don't want you making the moves if you're married, okay? So this is only advice to people who are single and not in a current relationship and who promise to use safe sex, okay? Okay, that's, I know, I'm kind of momming you guys, but that's because, you know, I'm a doctor. I still have some, you know, principles here. So let's say you're single, and you think there's somebody else that's single, and you like them. Dang! Oh, I think it's so cute when you like somebody. Dang! Oh, my God. It's funny. It's funny. I was at a, sorry, just quick aside. I was at an event. And I'm like really, really, really close to my students. I'm really, really close to them. And they, you know, I'm like their mommy. It's a shame I'm old enough to be some of their mothers. That does kind of scare me a little bit. But, you know, and, you know, one of them had, you know, kind of been single, you know, for a little while. And, I was at this event, this party, and there was a very pretty, nice, you know, smart girl who was, you know, talking to him. And, you know, so me and, you know, one of the other students just kind of were talking aside, and we were just kind of looking and, you know, trying to, you know, we didn't want to, you know, impose on their privacy, you know, but I did, you know, take note of some things. And I noticed that, and, you know, I know this student really, really well, you know, for a good few years. And, you know, I noticed that this other lady, right, this girl that was talking to him was, like, laughing at his jokes and kept maintaining eye contact. And I was like, oh, I think she liked you. Now, okay, I mean, me, I wanted to right then and there, like, let him know. Because the thing with guys, and guys, let me just say this, okay, guys, and okay, sometimes you guys really miss the boat on picking up on our hints, you know, or references or innuendos. Sometimes you guys just miss it. Or you pick up on it, but you get nervous and you freeze, and then when you process it hours later, it's too late. And so I'm starting to see that, you know, my buddy, right? Now, he's kind of a little nervous, but I'm noticing that she is being receptive to, you know, advancing this conversation further. Now, what do I mean by advancing? I'm not talking about advancing in terms of kiss or sex or whatever. I'm talking about how we women, and I can't speak for all women, okay? And trust me, this is going to be relevant to what my listener wants me to talk about in terms of relationships and asking somebody out. But we have grading and scales or hurdles, okay? Now, it all depends on who she is and or he is or whatever and what we, you know. For me, I don't have like a step one, step two. I don't have them numbered. But if I'm talking to somebody and they're a stranger, now, and mind you, I'm very extroverted and I have no problem telling somebody I just farted. I mean, I'm really, really open about stuff. So that, you know, so I don't really count. But the average girl, you know, if there's a stranger, you know, and, you know, they're at a, I don't know, a Walmart or whatever, and, you know, somebody says something, you know, she may be like, you know, yeah, you know, maybe a soft smile and, you know, look away. Okay. So there's that. That's like stage one where, all right, we talk, I acknowledged what you said, but I'm not going to further engage, and I'm going to look away, okay? Zero is where you just don't engage, okay? Step one is where, you know, I engaged, I received the comment you made, it was humorous at the very least, but I'm looking away, okay? Then the next stage is where, you know, I'll, you know, they'll respond back. They'll, you know, yeah, it's worth the conversation. Doesn't mean they like you, but the conversation is worthy of there being a discourse on it. Okay. So, all right, yeah, and that could happen at a party. You know, you go up to the bar and you go, gosh, man, you know, this party's great. And either she ignores you or she goes, looks away. Or she goes, I know. It's great. Okay, see? She answered you back. You're now at level two. Now, that is a little inviting. No sex yet. Level three is add more to the conversation. Okay. No, don't talk about her boobies. No. Come on. We're serious here. So now step three is talk about maybe more about the party. Or like if you're at Walmart going, you know, these things were like $5, you know, last week and now they're $5.25. Okay. So now you're allowing a little bit more conversation. Now, either she will go, okay, I'm done talking, and do the and look away, or she will proceed to talk more. So at a party, you could say, you know, I've never been to any one of these parties, but I hear they're great. Now, if she answers, yeah, I was, you know, there 3 months ago, and, oh, man, it was great. You know, you should definitely, you know, get on the list so you could come back. Or okay, now she just stepped it up to level 4-5. Okay, now you guys are connecting. Now there's some personal in there. Oh, so you did this, you know, do you go to these parties often, do you whatever, blah, blah, you know, or Walmart. Oh, so do you buy that brand of tampons often? Yeah, I buy that brand often. Hopefully you guys aren't talking about tampons. Okay, so now you guys are engaging and you're talking. Then comes the, do they like, so they're liking the content. This was all about the content of what you guys are talking about. Now, do they like how you deliver the content? If you say something that's humorous, and she laughs. Okay, now you're already in the 6-7 range. You dig? You guys get that? Okay, we did the content. Now you say something. You know, like, I mean, don't be bagging on the guy, you know, running the parties or whatever. But, you know, you say, man, you know, I go to, you know, U of A or I go to ASU and... honestly, I never have time to study. I mean, I barely have time to eat or some stupid thing like that, whatever. But if she laughs, even if it wasn't funny, she's laughing. So when my friend was, you know, or my student buddy was talking, I noticed I was like, oh my gosh. You know, so I texted him the next morning going, you know, she was laughing at your jokes. He's like, really? I was like, yeah, she's a keeper. She was laughing at your jokes. Okay, now, just because... I really butt in too much. Okay, so that was good. So I know, I got a text to find out what's going on. I hope you got her number or Instagram or Snapchat. Anyway, so there's certain, shall we say, barriers. Now that they're laughing at your jokes or whatever, they like the content, they like how you deliver the content, and they feel happy around you. Now, this is where it gets hard. How do you invite them to have another similar episode where you make them happy again? No sex. No, no, no. Sex is like level 2,752. Okay, we're not even there. We're at like level 7 right now. So, what I would do is if you're already and the going's good, okay, don't mess up a good thing. Keep talking. Now, let her talk a little bit about her. So do you, you know, what do you do? Are you a student? You know, what's your story? You know, I do this, and I do this, and I do this, and I do this. Ah, really, really? Let her talk. Let her talk. Eyes on her face. Eyes on her face. All right? If you are even thinking about sex, stop it. Pinch yourself. Because we don't want to think that you're talking to us just to get into bed with us. We want to think that you're talking to us because you really care about what we have to say. You are really into what we're saying. If she's boring, you know, you really shouldn't be sleeping with somebody who bores you. Okay, but if you like what she's saying and you're getting to know her, good, good. Okay? You know? And then, okay, so you don't get too aggressive. If you think the conversation is going to end soon and you think something is going to disrupt this little momentum you have, like she's going to have to go soon or you're going to have to go soon or whatever, that's where you do the cliffhanger, right? Where you leave something that they're going to want to probably talk to you about. Well, you know what? You're in anthropology, and I just went through those upper-level classes, or I know somebody who went through those upper-level classes. One day, if you ever want, I'll talk and I'll kind of give you a scoop, you know, on how they went. And anytime you know, want to meet, have lunch, whatever. Okay, see, little cliffhanger there. And again, lunch. You're not asking that. No, no sex. Nope, nope. All right. And if she's like, oh, yeah, you know, maybe that sounds good. But if she goes, yeah, here's my number, boom. Boom. That's the way it works, man. 1-877-DOT-ZELLY.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news at this hour is British Prime Minister Theresa May's third Brexit plan has crashed and burned in the British Parliament again.
The eyes to the right, 286. The nose to the left, 344.
The vote came after May offered to resign if Parliament approved the plan to exit the EU. It's now scheduled to leave on April 12th without a negotiated path to ensure a smooth exit. In Atlanta, I-75 has been tied up for hours after a man whose vehicle matched the description of a vehicle involved in a nearby robbery held police at bay for quite some time. In fact, at last check, dozens of police officers with guns drawn were still there, confronting the armed motorist who was not cooperating with officers. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Manny wants to know, does Ambien give you a buzz? Now, have any of you guys taken Ambien? You don't get a buzz, but something does happen that's a little interesting, and it's something we kind of need to talk about. Because a lot of you guys do it wrong. You take an Ambien. You go on Facebook. I made a comment about this. It's called Ambien Bushed. You know, rather than ambush, Ambien Bushed. You know, forgot what you want to put on Facebook, and then all of a sudden you remember after you take your Ambien, and then you post it, because it seems like a good idea, and then the next day you see it's like inappropriate. Ambien Bushed. You don't get a buzz from Ambien, but this is something that I noticed that's happening. All right? Now, I've had Ambien. If you haven't had Ambien, don't start. Don't start. It's, I don't want to say the word addictive, but it works so well that once you know about it, it's hard to not know about it. And my first experience with Ambien, I was scared to death because I had never taken a sleeping aid. And I had given birth to my second child, and for some reason I had trouble sleeping. Once your hormones are off, it's amazing. I would sleep so well. I never had an issue with sleeping, ever, until after my second kid. And maybe it's because, again, you know, it's your evolutionary advantage to stay awake and be watching your young and not be in a deep, deep sleep. But problem is I had a busy practice, we had a lot going on, and my husband would, after I had finished breastfeeding, my husband would do the bottle with the babies, I'd get some sleep, and I couldn't. So my doctor suggested Ambien, and I didn't want to go there. But I had a prescription. And so what I did is, you know, an Ambien prescription is like 10 milligrams. So what I did is I cracked it in half. I told you guys about that. I cracked it in half, and then I crushed a little baby bit off that half. So I probably had maybe less than a tenth of that pill in my hand, and I only took a couple flecks of it. And the kids were asleep, and my husband was sitting there saying, don't worry, he's got the kids. You know, because I was going to try to sleep. And I'm just sitting there walking in the room, and I'm like, okay. So I took it, and I'm going to go brush my teeth, and I don't know what it's going to hit, but, you know, I'm worried. He's like, you're going to be fine. And then all of a sudden, my knees buckled. And I went over to the bed, and I was out. And that was a couple flecks of Ambien. So I was out. So if there was a buzz, I wouldn't have noticed it. I was out just by a couple flecks. Now, the more you use it, the more, nah, you know, the 2.5, 5, 10, it just, you know, at some point you get a little tolerant to it. And it doesn't come stronger than 10 unless you get the C arm. That's a 12.5, but that's the strongest. You're not supposed to take more than that. And so it worked. It worked really, really strong for me. And what was so earth-shattering about the drug Ambien was rather than a Benadryl that made you feel loopy and groggy the next day or a benzodiazepine that could hurt you on a drug screen or, you know, get you in trouble for a DUI or, of course, make you, you know, drowsy and having addictive potential, Ambien wasn't considered something that had addictive potential. And you would get up in the morning, you would be up. Now, whenever there's, you know, for everyone's gift, there's a curse. So the curse to the Ambien, you being up and ready to go the next day, is some people would get up in a couple hours or in the middle of the night. And if they weren't fully awake, some of them would be either sleepwalking or they would be, I don't want to say they were officially sleepwalking, but they would be doing activities in the middle of their, you know, sleep when they were supposed to be asleep. So that got dangerous. And we didn't want to use Ambien in older individuals because we didn't want them getting up and falling. And, you know, and that's why Ambien CR was made, because it had a dual coating where you would take it and then you would, if you started waking up after a few hours, by then your body would already be digesting the second half, the core of it. And so you would stay asleep the whole night. All right. As the years have progressed, because I think Ambien came out in the mid-90s, mid to late 90s, as it became popular, people started using it a lot. They're like, well, this is great. I'm not going to get addicted to it. You know, people are suing, you know, pharmaceutical companies. I don't want anyone to sue Ambien or anything, but, you know, we were told it wasn't addictive. But we were also told not to use it more than 7 to 10 days. The PI said, do not use Ambien more than 7 to 10 days. So they did their job telling people to not use that as a go-to all the time. But then people would, you know, start taking it on a regular basis. They're like, well, gosh, I needed it last night. Now I really need it tonight. You know, and oh my gosh, next week I got that meeting, so I better use it then. And so it's really easy to go through a bottle and then need another bottle and then need another bottle. And so Ambien is one of the most highly abused sleep aids out there. Now, what about this buzz? So what's going on? And why such a increase in social media postings when somebody's on Ambien? So all I could deduce from that, because there's not a technical buzz, you don't necessarily get off on it, you know, and get high, and we never urge you to mix it with alcohol or anything like that, is for those people that have a lot of anxiety about falling asleep. There's some people who about a half hour before they go to bed, and a lot of you guys, this may be you, and I'd love to hear from you, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of you will, a half hour before you go to bed, start getting anxious and start getting antsy, and your heart rate goes up, and you start getting nervous about going to sleep. That's why a lot of people take Xanax, things like that. And so when you take an Ambien, right as you're like, you know what, I'm going to be okay because I'm going to take something for sleep, there's this little bit of a calming, maybe a euphoria, maybe there is some serotonin push. Not that's supposed to happen physiologically. But psychologically, you go, you know what, I'm going to be good because I took the sleeping pill. So it's going to be fine. And that little euphoria of I'm going to be okay because I'm going to fall asleep tonight and I'm going to have a good night's sleep sometimes charges you and empowers you. So you're feeling a little good. You're like, oh my gosh, my anxiety's over. I'm not going to have to worry about a good night's sleep. And you're supposed to take that medicine when you're in bed, by the way. You're not supposed to be taking it and then riding a bike or working out or going on social media. You're supposed to be in bed. So having that euphoria of knowing, you know what, I'm going to get a good night's sleep, I'm good. Now, here you are on your social media. And you're like, you know what, this sounds funny. I'm going to do this. I'm going to post this. I'm going to post this. And you start having a lot of people that get Ambien bush, right? Where you post something and then the next day you're like, oh my gosh, I wrote what? And it's because you had this little euphoria that you were going to get a good night's sleep and that anxiety of going to bed at night lessened. So, it's a concern. You know, it's a concern. People don't want to work anymore. People don't want to have to try to do things naturally to fall asleep. It's so easy to go to a pill, and you can't do that. And you also have to, we've talked about going to sleep, you got to shut down the computers. You got to shut down the fluorescent lights. Read a book, maybe do the candlelight thing, sit on the porch. You know, one thing I like to do is I like to shut the lights off. My husband's just kind of sitting there either watching TV in the dark or on his phone or whatever. And he and I will talk, but I'll kind of walk back and forth to get my steps. I can't go to bed until I hit my 10 to 12,000 steps. And so I'll like to be walking back and forth in the room, but I'm doing it in the dark. And I notice if I do that and I go to bed, I can sleep. And so, you know, we talked about how to, you know, get a good night's sleep, make sure the room is cooler, maybe take a hot shower before you go to bed to relax the muscles, sometimes warm milk, tryptophan, turkey at dinner, etc. But be very, very careful with the Ambien. And if you are feeling a buzz, that's not right. Talk to your doctor about that. 1-877-DOCDALI.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, we talked about this canine flu or the dog flu. Scientists warn of two strains of flu that can mix and form a dangerous strain that could be spread by our best friend, our doggy. They say a study has found types of flu which spread between animals may actually be able to mutate and jump from canines or cats to people. And because the strains are different to each other, they could potentially spread quickly and uncontrollably among humans. And a lot of us are very close to our doggies, right? Uzi, I was sitting there doing some abs yesterday. I was on the floor. And Uzi jumps off the bed, decides to get all up in my face with a little cold nose, and decides to do licky mouth and all sorts of stuff. And, you know, I don't like to kiss her mouth. I go, no, go bye-bye, leave me alone. You know, but the germs are already there. So researchers have warned people to keep a closer eye on dogs and other mammals we live close to in case of, quote, interspecies transmission, and even warned of a pandemic. Now, researchers at Korea University, that scares the heck out of me, in South Korea, not researchers at Korea, in Korea, I mean, you know, the pandemic scares me. Korean researchers are great. Researchers at Korea University, South Korea, conducted a 10-year study to watch for strains of flu jumping between animals. What they found adds to other research by scientists at Mount Sinai University. And they discovered swine flu, which is ravaging pig farms currently in China, and leaving huge amounts of meat unusable. And remember, swine flu, right? We were kind of worried about the H1N1 and its origins. They also are worried about bird flu spreading to dogs. And in the dogs, it can mix with another strain of the viral illness, which could then allow it then to spread to people. And because we humans aren't used to any new sort of virus, we could be defenseless. That's according to the Daily Mail. They say, until now, dogs were considered neglected hosts of the field of flu research. That's according to Dr. Dae-Soob Song. However, after the first report of interspecies transmission, surveillance of flu viruses from companion animals should be further strengthened. Surveillance should be strengthened. I love the way he speaks. That's great. So he found bird flu or swine flu could be caught by doggies, mixed together to mutate to a new strain called CIVMV. CIVMV was found to be highly infectious to ferrets when passed on by dogs. And they think, boy, if it could infect a ferret, and, you know, ferrets run around pretty quickly, what could happen to a human? They say cats can already catch a canine flu, despite its name. And both animals spend huge amount of time in close contact with humans. Now, some people say, well, that's okay, cats don't hang out with dogs. Well, I can't really say that. You know, Uzi really likes to get up into the business of the other kitty cats. They really do. And Uzi will, you know, sniff their tushy, you know, sniff their nose, will wrestle with them. And I see a lot of possibility of virus interjumping between those species. And, you know, cats try to stay away from the dog, maybe because they're aware of, you know, microbiology and immunology and want to avoid the whole animal thing. But, yeah. And then they're going to give it to you when they come up and they ask for eats. So when infected with the new strain, they found that the animals actually suffered congested airways, coughing, running eyes, sneezing, tiredness, and reduced appetite, like the flu. And you know, canine flu can be deadly. It kills a small percentage of dogs who catch it already. He studied at an animal shelter where 40% of cats got killed. So, they say the strain of dog flu is expected to be more contagious, but it isn't clear whether it will be more deadly for the animals. They say a pre-existing CIV may recombine or reassort with human influenza viruses, giving rise to novel viruses that could in turn lead to unique pandemics. Immune resistance to flu and the ability to get over it quickly is based on exposure to the virus or similar strains in the past. So, what does that mean? Do we have a flu vaccine? Well, we don't for dogs, I don't believe, if it keeps mutating. I have to look up if we got a dog flu vaccine. I thought we did. Now, it's been over 100 years since the Spanish flu. Now, many of you guys remember that picture, that very famous picture, where you see all these beds and these people in a huge warehouse and you see people with masks and doctors, you know, examining the patient, and, you know, the 1918 flu pandemic, they believe was brought back, I think, by World War I soldiers, and it was, they believe the epicenter was Boston. There was a port there that soldiers came back from. And it was very, very deadly. And the first of two involved the H1N1 influenza virus. It infected 500 million people globally, which was one-third of the world's population. It even hit the Pacific Islands and the Arctic. I mean, it got into areas that it should have never. And they said it resulted in the deaths of an estimated 3 to 5% of the whole world's population, making it one of the deadliest natural disasters in human history. They said within months it had killed three times as many as World War I did, and it did it more quickly. Some people were claiming, well, you know, that's, you know, it was the Germans and World War I that infected us. We don't know where it came from. We don't. But it was bad. And we don't think that it was, I mean, you know, we don't think it was like, you know, devised. We just think there was an opportunity. So most influenza outbreaks will kill, unfortunately, the kids, elderly, things like that, people more susceptible. And what was very weird about the 1918 pandemic, just like the H1N1 that affected us in 2009, but younger, healthier people, not the babies, not the elderly, but, you know, young millennial types got it. So, unfortunately, countries had to maintain morale. They didn't want to scare people, so they minimized reports. And the problem with that is then people didn't take it seriously. And then, from what we understand, this is interesting. According to Daily Mail, they say newspapers were free to report the epidemic's effects in Spain, but there were censors in Germany, Britain, France, and the U.S. So there was this false impression that Spain got hit harder than anyone else. That's why it was called the Spanish flu. They say close quarters and massive troop movements in World War I hastened the pandemic, and probably both increased transmission, augmented mutation. They say the true global mortality rate of the pandemic still isn't known. All right? So if anything like that comes back again, are we ready? You know, we talk about this. The World Health Organization says we're not going to be ready for a new super virus. Well, is it going to come from our dog? If it comes from Uzi, I'd be like, Uzi. Well, if you choose an Uzi, you lose. Yeah, and I chose Uzi. And so, I mean, if it comes from Uzi, if it comes from Shaky Boo or Zaji, if it comes from, I'm screwed. And we could have the attitude of, all right, well, we're screwed. There's nothing we can do about it. No, I don't like that. No. I'm not ready to give up. All right. I would like us to be working on some antivirals. I'd like us to have other medications ready to go in case Tamiflu or Valenza or some of these other medications that we have out there just doesn't, Matadine, just doesn't cut it. Do we have any new antivirals coming around the bend? Pharmaceutical companies? I don't know. Will insurance pay for it? Or are we going to make our money back? Is Obamacare going to tax the hell out of us with it? Probably. So we don't really see a lot of pharmaceutical companies jumping in. That could be, this could be some scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.